Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Prices, commodity prices on the Board of Trade took a modest increase overnight. We'll get an assessment of the market today from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. That comes up in a few moments after the growing area's weather. Here with that forecast, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, dry weather is providing a little opportunity, a little window of opportunity to get in the fields across a good portion of the Corn Belt. That window will slam shut over the next couple days as another storm system coming out of the Pacific Northwest will bring showers and thunderstorms. It looks like the heaviest rain will be focused across the northern portions of Illinois and in through northeastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and even southern portions of Michigan. Over the next 4 or 5 days could see as much as 3 inches of rain. Obviously, that would return any farmers who are out in the field back to some dry place and let things dry down once again. Yesterday was cool and dry. Temperatures topped out in the 40s and 50s east of the Mississippi. Highs in the 50s and 60s west of the Mississippi. Lows this morning cooled into the upper 20s and lower 30s as far south as northern Indiana and parts of northern Ohio. Pockets of light freezes occurred as far south as central Indiana, and some of the new winter wheat growth may have been burned back, but permanent damage not likely. We do see that the storm system moving through the Midwest for Thursday through Saturday, showers and thunderstorms bringing rain to most locations with some severe thunderstorms likely. Field work should resume in a couple days after the front passage, but another storm system looks to enter the region towards the early portion of next week and bring widespread rain to the lower Midwest once again. Likely it will take at least a couple days of drying before field work can resume after the second of the storm systems passes. Rain intensity and frequency will decline after that, and planting conditions should gradually improve. Occasional showers will keep things as a cap on the progress as it does develop. The biggest planting delays are expected across Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin over the next week because already saturated soil and areas there should see the highest amount of precipitation. Other areas will have delays, but they should be of shorter duration. As far as areas to our south in the Delta and the Southeast, forecast more favorable for field work with widespread rain causing just brief delays to planting for Thursday into Friday. And in the southeastern states, that would be Friday through Sunday morning. Planting delays will be brief since the rain does not return again until midweek next week. Additional showers could occur towards the middle of May, the 9th through the 14th. The computer models indicating some showers and thunderstorms will occur there, but they look to be mostly light and should not cause any serious delays to field work. So maybe making a little bit of progress on that behind schedule as far as putting seeds in the ground. In the west, chilly air spreading over the northwest. Producers taking measures to protect against another potential hard freeze. It does look like southern portions of the Rockies and the High Plains will be the driest of the areas. And on the plains, dry weather is favoring field work but contributing to the deteriorating winter wheat conditions across the High Plains. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trade on the Kansas City and Chicago Boards of Trade. KC May wheat opened overnight at $8.57.5 a bushel, up 9.5 cents. It last traded at 9.5 cents up. July, $8.49, up 1. Last traded up 3.75 cents. In Chicago, May wheat opened at $7.92.75 overnight, up 3 quarters. Last traded up 3.5. July, $8.08, down 0.5. Last trade up 2.25. September, $8.25.25, up 2. Last trade up 4. December wheat, $8.35.75, down 5.5 on the open. Last traded up 3.75. And July of next year's wheat, $8.41, down 2 on the open. Last traded up 5.5 cents. Nearby May corn opened at $5.92.5, up 1.25. Last traded up 1.25. July, $6.06.25, up 1.75. Last trade up 0.25. September opened unchanged at $6.14.75. Last traded up 1.5. December, $6.23, up 1. Last trade up 0.5. March of next year, $6.32, up 0.5. Last trade unchanged. May corn for next year, $6.39, up 0.25. Last traded up 0.25. May soybeans open overnight at $12.76.25, down 3.25 cents. Last traded up 10. July, 1293 and three quarters, up a quarter, last trade up 9. August, 1282 and a half, up 1, last trade up 11 and a half. September, 1241, unchanged, last traded up 8.5 cents. November beans, $12 and one quarter cent, down a quarter, last trade up 8 1/4. January, 1217 and a half, up 3.5, last trade up 3.5. March next year's beans, 1230, up 4.5, last traded up 4.5. May soybean meal, 327.50, up 30, last trade up 5 even. July, 333.30, up 30, last traded up 440. May soybean oil, 57.19, up 10, last trade up 26. July, 57.92, up 10, last trade up 26 as well. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
We have the possibility of a little higher opening this morning. Not too much movement on the corn market, at least, despite still some worries about planting.
That's very true. I think the market was caught off guard a little bit yesterday with a big down move after the new contract high set in December. Perhaps that's telling us that the market's already factored in the delayed planting that we're experiencing right now through the Corn Belt.
So we're seeing a little higher energy prices today. The oil price is up again in New York. And does that mean we may see a little bit higher movement in corn than we may think?
Yeah, I think the early calls anyway, the opening early calls are corn 1 to 2 higher, mm-hmm. following the overnight a little bit. Yeah, you're right. Crude's up about 74 cents or 74 cents a barrel, a little over $116 again. Of course, the big news today is the Feds are out this afternoon about, I think about 115. They're expected to cut the interest rates another 0.25% today. And I think a lot of people in the trade think that this will be the last cut made by the Fed for a while. Hence, they look for the dollar to start firming again, which could put a little bit of pressure on commodity markets as a switch from those type of the commodities. The big funds may switch some of their money from the commodities back into maybe the stock market and other investments.
Mm-hmm. What's moving the bean market this morning? They're calling for a higher call.
Well, I think last night the Argentine government and the farmers, the talks that looked so positive yesterday have stalled again. It's kind of a back and forth there. I think they're a little concerned again now that perhaps the strike or the tentative strike may come back into play again by this Friday. So I think that's what's spurring the bean market at this point in time.
I think I hear the U of I fight song in the background. Let's with that in mind, let's take a look at what's moving the wheat market today, a technical recovery possible.
But, basically, that's what it is. And then sympathy with beans also. Technically, you know, the wheat market's in real trouble. We'll just be interesting to see how they go the rest of the day. There's not a lot of new news out there. Next week, the Hard Red Wheat annual tour starts, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with there from the industry point of view.
So let's review your calls for this morning.
The early opening calls are pretty much just in line with the overnight. Beans will be up 5 to 10, wheat up 2 to 5, and corn possibly up 1 to 2.
And anything on the Merck today? Or is that somebody else's duty?
Well, that's somebody else's doing, and we don't spend a lot of time on the
okay.
Merck. So.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Steve Schilling is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Quick look at outside markets at the moment. A half hour into trade on Wall Street, the Dow is up 54 points at 12,886. The NASDAQ is up 6 at 2,432. And the S&P 500 index up 3.5 points just off the open at 1,394. As mentioned, oil prices are going back up again. The current tick right now in New York on the June contract is $116.35 a barrel. That's up 72 cents. And the CRB index is up 140 at 413.02. The U.S. dollar index is at 72.87, 72.88. That's up about a penny. Our forecast for today, Mike Sola says in the north, a mix of clouds and sun, elsewhere mostly sunny, highs ranging from 58 in northwest in or northeast Indiana to 75 in southwest Illinois. It's 47 degrees at 9:01 Central Time.